You know, one of the topics that has been front and center in the sport over the past couple of weeks, and really throughout much of the year, off and on, has been some of the things, some of the challenges that face riders day in and day out at racetracks across America, including use of the whip. And how should riders use the whip, which, by the way, is also a safety tool when they're out there. And to help fill us in on some of the things that were discussed at the Jockey Guild's annual assembly, which was held about 11 days ago in Las Vegas, is my man John Velasquez, the Hall of Famer, who is, well, he's always front and center in these discussions, and he does a great job working to represent riders all year long, and Johnny is with me now. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
All right, so let's start with the assembly. What were some of the key things that were talked about and some of the items that came up throughout those meetings?
Well, obviously, you know, number one thing is safety. And so you just touched a little bit about it, about the whip, which it's not a whip anymore. That's the way the way it was called earlier on. We have changed from the whip to the cushion wraps right now. So we have to make sure that we make the difference between one or the other one. Obviously, the last couple of years we have changed the crops so much, so much softer and so much better for, you know, basically for the safety and the well-being of the horses. And it's a tool that we still need. Obviously, horses are very unprotectable and you know, they can spook and they see and hear everything. So we want to make sure that we have the tool that they are going to respect the commands that we're trying to do and make sure that, you know, that they stay in a straight line, you know, basically, you know, make sure that they understand what they're supposed to be doing. So, yeah, that's one of the topics that we talked about it. Try to talk to the industry which would be involved with their new coalition, if you will, and anything, any decisions that they're trying to make for the good of the game, you know, and safety of the horses and safety of the riders as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Johnny. And I brought this up at the top of the show when I was talking about some of the things we were going to discuss over the 2 hours here this morning, that nobody, jockeys included, would say that, hey, you know, we're not interested in looking out for the health of the horse. The horse always comes first. But let's keep in mind, there are human participants in this sport too, and we have to make sure that those participants, namely the jockeys, are also taken care of. And I think that's where things can get a little bit sticky with the whip restrictions. And to say that we're going to have whipless racing, it becomes a huge safety issue for the human participants, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, a perfect example is the Kentucky Derby. You know, everybody saw what that horse did, you know, being on the lead and all of a sudden ducked away. And, you know, four horses with you know, bothering the race. So, you know, those are the things that everybody sees. That even us as the jockeys, being on top of the horses, we get surprised. You know, that, you know, there's the things that sometimes horses react in the sea and all of a sudden, you know, they spooked. I mean, for most horses, before they do anything, they actually are giving you a signal. They see something and you give them a command, make sure they stay in the straight line. Now, obviously, this one didn't even give a sign to anybody. You know, he just went. But by staying whipless or crapless and the races, it's very difficult. I mean, a lot of horses and let's put it this way. You know, even in racetrack, big days and even not a big days, there's always something that happens on the racetracks or a person that's not supposed to be and a place that's not supposed to be. Let's put it that way. Whether it's in the close to the rail or 16th pole, 8th pole, or even half a mile pole, there are people worked on the racetrack that sometimes forget. They're not supposed to be there, and all it takes is one horse, really, you know, to spook from that, and it's a catastrophic, you know, event, just like it could have been in the Kentucky Derby. So those things, people have to think that their horses are unpredictable, that you know, we are on top of them, we feel what they they're trying to do, and we're trying to give a command to the horses so they respect the commands that we're trying to do and keep them going forward.
Johnny, where's the middle ground on this issue?
Well, the middle ground, I will say that, listen, we already had changed from whip to the cushion crops now. It's safe for the horses. We don't cut the horses, there's no weld or anything like that. That's the education that we have to show to the public, that, you know, that this is a tool, yes, and it doesn't harm the horse. You know, we don't do enough to explain to the people and to the fans and everybody else that we're not actually abusing the horses. It's the tool that's needed, and obviously for the safety of the riders on the horses themselves. So that's the middle ground. We don't do enough to educate the public and tell all the people what it is for, and that we're not harming the horses. So that's about it. You know, I think this it needs more of an explanation to the public and everybody else. And listen, there's people out there, like the PETA people and other people that they have their minds made up already. That we're never going to change their minds. It's just as simple as that. They don't want horse racing. They don't want pets at all. Basically, no cats or dogs could be pets. So that's the extremist. Let's put it that way. For the people who actually want be educated and wants to be understanding what horse racing is, yeah, they're going to make they have the opportunity to make their own minds and see how exciting and how great our sport is. Yes, we have problems. It's like everything else. Yes, we're working through our problems, through our breakdowns, all that stuff. Yes, we have to do better. We all have to do much better in those things. But we're working our problems. We're going the right direction to make it for safety for us, for the horses and the jockeys as well. You know, remember that every horse gets hurt, the jockeys on top of it as well. So for their safety of horses and the human aspect of it, we're working together to make it more safety for everybody. And the sport is there. The sport is exciting. Obviously, it's been for hundreds of years, and hopefully we keep it for another thousands of years. So, you know, so hopefully we can make it a more exciting and more safe for everybody, and everybody should enjoy it.
Hall of Fame rider and Jockeys Guild co-chairman John Velasquez with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, talking about some of the things, some of the issues that are facing riders. Johnny, if you were to go to Santa Claus, and you were to say, hey, Santa, here's what I want you to bring me and bring the riders for Christmas in 2019. What's the number one thing you're going to ask for?
Safety. Safety for all of us. Safety for the horses and riders. That's the what I always ask for and pray for. That's my prayers every day.
Is the industry doing enough to support riders on the safety side of things?
You know, that's a hard question, because I mean, sometimes we have communications and the communication doesn't seem to pass through. I just hope that the communications and everything that we try to do, that we can work together and really put it through, instead of them just talking and not putting anything and not implement anything, but, you know. So hopefully, yes. I mean, hopefully they're all the talks and communication that we're trying to, put together and implement things together with the jockeys and the industry. Hopefully we can get together and implement it, really, you know, and as fast as possible, obviously, with all the troubles that we have. So, yeah, I hope that I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And people that listen to this program and have listened to it for many, many years now know that our official charity here on HRN is the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund, the PDJF. And I want to take this opportunity to encourage people to visit their website, pdjf.org, and to support riders who have given this sport so much and can no longer do it because of an injury they sustained in the saddle. And Johnny talking about the safety issues that face the sport and the industry working together to make it safer for both the horses and the humans, so important so that we don't... Johnny, wouldn't it be wonderful if someday we didn't need a PDJF because people weren't suffering these kind of injuries?
Absolutely. Can you imagine? I mean, through all the years in safety, and it's just that we've been working that there would never need it. But, you know, accidents happen, you know, it's just like in the street or driving on the bicycle and everything. So it would be great if we would never have accidents and we don't have another jockey, you know, paralyzed or brain injury or anything like that. So we pray for that every day, though, you know. But the one thing that I have to say, though, that we're always going to need is actually guaranteed funding. You know, that's what we don't have right now in the PDJF funds. So that we have to still, you know, working on that. When we do have accidents and we have injuries like that, that we need to take care of these guys and girls who get hurt in the racetrack. So we're working on to continuously working hard for get some sort of guaranteed funding for it. That's what we're working on, and hopefully in the near future we can get it done.
Yeah, amen. PDJF.org is the website, and go there and support them. Obviously the official charity of the Horse Racing Radio Network, and we encourage you to do so. It's a great cause, and it really does go a long way toward helping those riders who can't do it anymore because of an injury they've suffered, and it's a special group. Johnny, let's shift gears and talk a little racing for a minute. The Grade 3 Mr. Prospector Stakes is the Saturday afternoon feature at Gulfstream, and you're going to be aboard a horse for Todd Pletcher named Zendin that you've not been aboard before. You'll be riding it for the first time. You have to face the likes of Imperial Hint and XY Jet, so you run into a couple of tigers there. Nobody preps for a race like Johnny V. You have walked me through your preparation on some of these big races before and walked me through the competition, and I sit there just aghast at how you do this. So put me there with you. You're getting ready to ride the Mr. Prospector. You're on a 15-to-1 shot facing those horses. What are you doing, man? How are you getting ready?
Well, obviously, I mean, this is a really, really salty race. And if we go back, this could be a Breeders' Cup race. With that kind of quality horses is in the race. So obviously a very tough race of short field with a really salty horses. And I mean, like I said, it could be one of some of these horses should be in the Breeders' Cup for whatever reason, and other ones that they couldn't be there. But anyway, that's a quality race that I'm talking about. And obviously that's the first thing you look, you know, how the competition looks and how the speed is going to be developed. And my horse, I think Taz is running only one time. I'm not sure. Let me see this. I'm kind of looking into.
Yeah, Zendin.
The racing from here. I'm thinking he'll only run it once. What did he?
Yes. Yeah. He was out, let's see, November 3rd.
Yeah, he only run it once in November 3rd, yes. So, I mean, he ran a really, really good race. He did show speed, but he has actually. Shows that he's pretty versatile. He can come from behind. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of speed in the race. Try to get some sort of position, you know, following the XY Jet and Imperial Hint, and hopefully he can respond for the things I wanted to do. Really, from there, I mean, it's another horse that Le Perou is riding for Patrick Biancon. Looks like a nice horse too. He runs really well at Saratoga. And then we have John Service with Irad Ortiz, which another horse comes, you know, up the pace, looks really well. I mean, I'll tell you what, this is a really, really tough race, and hopefully my horse can, you know, place himself in a good position, and hopefully we can come running.
Yeah, step
and hold
up.
On to the horses from behind.
Yeah, step up and run a big race. It's going to take a huge race from Zendin to compete with these horses, but, you know, look, he's in the capable hands of Todd Pletcher. He's in the capable hands of you, the Hall of Famer John Velasquez. So with that said, he has a shot, Johnny.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Well, you're not, I mean, you got to be in it to win it. So you got to be in it. That's for sure.
You know, John Velasquez, one of the hardest working jockeys in the sport, one of the classiest guys you're going to meet, great family person. By the way, Merry Christmas to the entire family, Johnny. But, you know, I remember every time I talk to you, I remember that first trip we made to Gulfstream when we were starting HRN. We came down to broadcast the Don Handicap. I walked in to the jocks room, and you came down to meet me. They called you down. It was the first time I had a chance to meet you. And you took me around, and you introduced me to everybody. And I asked you, I remember asking you, what I needed to do when I was going to get an interview with a jockey, because I didn't want to just walk up and stick a microphone in your face. And you said, look, come to us a day or two before, let us know what you want to talk about, set it up, and you'll get better stuff, and it'll be great. And Johnny, you've been there from day one, and I thank you for that. And you know, safe trip every time you get a leg up, my friend.
Thank you very much. And thank you for a great job you guys are doing as well. You know, promoter and racing, this is part of our business, though, you know, and anybody who wanted to come in and promote art racing and how great the sport is, you know, I try to help the best I can. And I think you guys doing that, and not only you guys doing a great job promoting racing, but you're also helping out with the PGF, which I really appreciate it. And, you know, continual success. And I think you're more famous than me now.
I doubt that. Hey, I've never won a Breeders' Cup race or a Kentucky Derby, so.
That's okay, but I think you got the viewers and the public behind you. That's for sure.
Johnny, listen, I appreciate it, brother. And again, safe trip, and keep up the good work with the Guild and everything you're working on there.
Thank you, guys.